It was a fantastic thing to be involved in, and it was a great part of my life, and obviously launched a lot of things, so it was a wonderful time.
And it's still very popular, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. I don't watch it myself, obviously, because it's all that gore. I don't like it.
You were in the show and you don't like watching it?
No, look away at that bit. I look away at that bit.
Sorry, Phil, you don't mind us just talking about this while you're,
Not at all. Actually, my brother's just become a doctor. He just graduated a couple of months ago. Congratulations, Luke. Unbelievable, he's done it. So I'm going to, if I ever get into a medical drama, I have him to...
It's hardest to learn. Those lines are the hardest. I'm glad I didn't have to do that. It's all a bit of this and a bit of that. Yeah. It's like speaking in tongues, isn't it?
What sort of input from the experts did you have?
We have medical advisors on at all times. So you have somebody who's always there, particularly in resus things. There was always somebody there saying, left a bit, right a bit. No, you're saying that wrong. And of course, the actors are speaking in tongues because mostly they don't know what they're talking about. I hate to say that to you, but mostly they really don't.
Very convincing. They're actors, aren't they, for goodness sake? It's still a flagship show, though, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's familiar friends, isn't it? And I think they like to know that Charlie's still there, yeah, don't they?
But he's been there from the start, hasn't he?
From the very, 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 very first day, yeah.
And how come that he's still there and everybody else has moved on somewhere else?
Well, because, I think sometimes it's production decisions that they decide to new faces, and they always want things to be younger. But also he just became the sort of the heart of the programme. Also, he's a lovely bloke, so, you wouldn't want to move him on too quick.
Oh, he is. Really, he is lovely. Telly, Philip, do you watch Casualty?
I don't. I'm not a big TV watcher. I mean, I've seen bits of it, obviously, but I'm not an avid or ardent follower.
Much of your work's been stage work?
And film, really, over the last few years. I was kind of on a roll doing quite a few films and hadn't done a lot of stage stuff until Jersey Boys came along, and I didn't really want to do it at the time. But glad that I did, of course, and now I've kind of done a few films since Jersey Boys, and this is great, though, having an opportunity to do this here in Lincoln.
Jersey Boys, though, what a success.
Yeah, the show is a phenomenal piece of work, I think, and I'm very proud to have been part of it, and I very nearly wasn't, just because I wasn't kind of thinking about doing musicals at that stage in my career. But it's, just a wonderful story. The songs are fantastic. You know, the guys, the original Four Seasons, just had such an amazing body of work. And, of course, we don't really know the songs here. A lot of people that go to the show don't really know them as Four Seasons songs because they were covered here in the UK by other artists. But the amount of people that go to the show and then go, I didn't know they did this and they did that and they did this. And I think it's just got everything. And it's been described as a jukebox musical, which really undersells it. It's much, much more than that.
What about Ryan Malloy as Frankie Valli? What was it like?
Oh, Ryan's great. He's just phenomenal as Frankie, yeah. I mean, I had the pleasure of working with him for 2 years, as well as Glenn and Stephen, and all were fantastic. But I think Ryan's now on his fifth year there, and a more consistent performer I've never met, really. I mean, he's just phenomenal.
Rebecca,
go on.
You know I'm going to mention this.
I'm waiting for this. Look, I'm hoisting myself.
Here's me trying to lose a few pounds around my waist. You are just not the same lady that was in Casualty. It's a new you.
It was the same. It's just different casing, but it's very much the same. But yes, I'm a different person.
Tell us a story. So we remember you as you were. How long had you been a fuller figure, let's say?
Yeah. Always, yeah. I mean, I was always big. I mean, my brothers are all big. Two out of three of them are big and tall and sort of big
boned
in my family. Yeah, big boned.
Yeah.
I am big boned.
Yeah.
That's sad to lose all that weight and know that you really are big boned underneath and it wasn't just an excuse. So, I've was always done that, and I made a career quite successfully out of saying, I'm big and proud and I'm not going to conform to sort of the stereotypes of magazines and that kind of thing. This is what I am. If I'm going to be like this and not going to change it, then I'm not going to apologise. But then, you get older and you get wiser. And I had a lovely husband and my son, and I was very lucky to have those things. And I was unhappy. So I came back from our honeymoon and said, right, that's it. And so I went to Slimming World. And then it was a couple of years of doing that, and I still really do it on principle. I'm still a Slimming World person and 12 stone lighter.
And how do you feel?
Oh, it's 1,000 times better, actually, being able to walk into a room with some kind of, not even physical presence, but physical ordinariness and health. It isn't about dress sizes. It's actually about something else, not, something much deeper.